Welcome to the first episode for 2020 of Kristen's Corner with your state senator, Kristen Phillips Hill. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Last year, we talked about several issues important to the citizens of the 28th District. The issues ranged from the Mount Rose interchange to local school property taxes. This program is designed to keep you, the citizens of the 28th District, well-informed on issues of state and local significance. And with that being said, it's an honor to kick off this year's podcasts in Red Lion with Steve Groff. When you mention the name Steve Groff, I know that many of you think of Windridge Farms and great beer or award-winning ciders. But we're not talking beer today. We're talking about industrial hemp. Steve is chairman of Groff North America, and it is a large and really growing, dynamic business here in Red Lion. So, Steve, can you talk to us about your background and how you got into the hemp business?
Absolutely, Senator. I'm glad you're here, and we're excited to chat. I grew up in Lancaster County, dairy farm family, and so I'm very familiar with farming, and it's kind of in my roots, no pun intended, and decided to go a different path. I became an orthopedic surgeon and spent 25 years of my life as a physician, and most of it here in York County, where I was involved in development of OSS, health system here. I enjoyed that and was very fortunate. And then in 2011, I was struck by a motorist on my bicycle and nearly paralyzed. Kind of changed my life. I'm blessed to walk and talk, and decided to change careers a bit and got involved with hospitality and agritourism on our farm in Dallas Sound called Windridge Farm. A few years into that, I really began to look for maybe my next step in life, and I was still a board-certified physician and began to study what was happening with CBD and cannabinoids and realized that hemp was about to be legalized at the federal level. Really took an interest in it from a broad sense of both farming and also the medical side. So I felt I was kind of uniquely qualified to really get involved in the space. And we made a decision to go actively into the space with an interesting company that we've built over the last year and a half. And we've had some wonderful times and navigated a new industry with a new company. So quite challenging, but we've had a lot of success and great opportunity going forward.
So one of the things I think we need to be clear with our listeners right away is that you really don't smoke industrial hemp. You can, but its THC content is much lower. It won't make you high. It'll probably just give you a really bad headache. So tell us a little bit about hemp's use.
So hemp is an amazing plant. Excuse me. It is a cannabis plant, and I think that's important for people to understand. It is cannabis, but it has little to no THC, and so it's not going to be intoxicating. It is important to know that the remaining plant molecules, the other cannabinoids like CBD, are present in some types of hemp and can be very beneficial from a health and wellness standpoint. So that's important to know. But the other differentiating thing about hemp is that the fiber itself is incredibly strong and far more durable than the fiber from the marijuana cannabis plant. And so for thousands of years, people have used hemp for both its wellness and even nutritional value. The seed from hemp is incredibly nutritious for humans and animals. But this fiber side has literally tens of thousands of uses. And at this point, there's some really interesting high-tech uses for the fiber, the stalk of the plant. So
at our recent Appropriations Committee hearings on the state budget, I asked Secretary Redding of the Department of Agriculture about this issue and trends that he's seeing within the industry. It's exciting to see that you have three components here. You have the research and development. You have the growing and the processing of the plant. So how do you see the industry evolving in the next year, 5 years, 10 years down the road?
It definitely has tremendous room to run. There's really a global enthusiasm about this plant and how it can help people and economies. And so there's going to be winners and losers like any new industry. We know that the need for processing is really one of the biggest bottlenecks, in particular on fiber processing. Right now we have one of the few decorticating or fiber machines in the country in operation. And so That's a huge bottleneck, so we need larger and more developed processing centers, particularly on the fiber side.
Well, it really seems like here in Red Lion, we are on the cutting edge with a new industry. Would you agree?
Absolutely. We're here on our campus we call the Hemplex, which is really destined to be a hemp research park. We have 90 acres and plenty of space. We will be expanding our facility here and our offerings, and also look to have complementary businesses and really develop a hemp research park here in York, Pennsylvania.
Steve, if listeners want to find out more information about Groff North America and the products, the opportunities that are here, where can they find you?
Well, they could certainly go to our website, Groff North America, and they could also stop by Pharmacy Partners, our clinical research and retail operation on South Queen Street in York, 2218 South Queen Street. We'd love to talk to you and share some of our information and knowledge there.
Well, Steve, this has been a great conversation. It's really exciting what you have brought to fruition here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you be successful, and your success will be our community's success. Thank you for opening your facility up to us today and for sharing a lot of great insight on an emerging industry here in the Commonwealth. It's really exciting to see what this will bring. So that wraps up this episode of Kristen's Corner. Our guest today was entrepreneur Steve Groff. Our listeners can check out some of our tours of the facility as well as listen to any of our prior podcasts by visiting my website at senatorkristen.com. This is State Senator Kristen Phillips-Hill, and thanks again for tuning in.